Good morning from the Danish Immigrant Museum. This is Tova Brandt. I'm the curator of exhibitions here in Elkhorn. And today I'm very happy to announce the opening of our brand new exhibition for the year. This is in our mezzanine gallery, and it's our major project for the year. The title is Jens Jensen, Celebrating the Native Prairie. And this exhibition is an opportunity for us to explore both the life and the career and the ongoing inspiration of Jens Jensen, who was an early landscape architect around the turn of the 20th century in the Chicago area and throughout the Midwest. You might have heard people from the museum talking about the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, which is our plan to transform the museum grounds into a full park that really celebrates native prairie and native plants in the spirit and philosophy of Jens Jensen. And because that park will really become visible and part of our property this year, we wanted to take time in the museum galleries to explain who Jens Jensen was, what some of the design ideas he had, what were some of his values, both in terms of creating public spaces, preserving native places, and also really encouraging everyone to celebrate the native environment around us, and that it was important for all people, whether they lived in the country or the city, to be able to spend time in green spaces and native places. So the exhibit opened this past weekend and will be open for almost a full year. So you can come this spring, summer, fall, winter. If you have guests visiting the area, please bring them by and let them learn something about Jens Jensen, who's this Danish immigrant who had really quite a lasting impact on how our public parks and gardens are designed and maintained. And he's also a very quotable guy. It was a bit of a challenge, I'll say, to do an exhibition about outdoor landscape gardening for an inside gallery space where we really can't have plants growing to kind of show people the direct examples of his work. But through photographs of his garden designs and parks, through some current photographs of how those parks have been maintained and evolved over the past century, through quotes from some of his writings. He had a very long life and was very articulate in expressing some of the values that really developed over the course of his career. And those ranged from ideas on how gardens should be created and what the purpose of landscape architecture is, all the way to ideas about city planning and creating healthy environments for people to live, whether they were in densely populated urban areas or out in the country where there was just more space per person. He felt very strongly that a democracy, as in the United States, really needed to create a space, physical space, for each citizen and each person to grow and thrive and live in a healthy place. And I'll quote one line from his that he says, "A true democracy can never prosper unless the hundreds of thousands born in the congested areas of our large cities can exert the freedom of mind a democracy offers them." Jensen was really a wide-ranging person and left a long legacy both in the spaces that he helped create and in these ideas that he captured in words. And we're sharing those with visitors to the exhibit through photographs, through quotes, through an opportunity to try your own hand at park design in our interactive area. And then throughout the year, we invite you to come to the museum and see how the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park develops. It might look like a construction zone early this spring and summer as we're moving a lot of earth and kind of recontouring some of the property, but then we'll be planting seeds and plants of both native grasses and wildflowers. And over the course of the year and the next year and the next year, we'll all be able to watch and enjoy this prairie ecosystem mature and develop and see it unfold in front of our eyes. So So we invite you to Elkhorn to enjoy our brand new exhibition, Jens Jensen, Celebrating the Native Prairie, which is really made possible by a grant from Humanities Iowa and the National Endowment for the Humanities. It will be up throughout the rest of 2012 and into 2013, and we encourage you to watch for developments of the Prairie Landscape Park and also public programs that everyone is invited to attend. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you in Elkhorn.